So we're going to begin with source 22 on page 154. And where we were talking last week, we were discussing this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos. And there's a whole discussion, is it between 2 minutes and up to 30 minutes? And what I want to sort of discuss this evening is to try, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? When do men accept Shabbos? When do they fulfill Tosefes Shabbos? What do women? Can you daven mincha after you've accepted Shabbos? So, but first I wanted to make the point here in source 22, where the Rama writes in Archaim Simon, Reish Samach Aleph, Seif Beis, V'imrotze lahaktim lakabo lov Shabbos v'plaka mincha v'elach harashus biyado. So you could accept Shabbos from Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha is 1 1/4 halachic hours before the end of the day. So what that means is, if the day begins at 6 a.m. and the day ends at 6 p.m., so Plag Mincha would be 1 1/4 hours, would be at 4:45. That's the earliest when you can accept Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Source 23 says, Im kibel lav haShabbos kodem plag mincha. If you accept Shabbos before plag mincha, ein bekabbalah so klum. What you've done is not halachically significant at all. Because if you did it beforehand, you can't accept before plag mincha. Im kibel atzma l'shem tosev haShabbos ad shav ha-reviya shekodem meshkiya yesh lahachmin shalolas ha-smelacha. If you accepted Shabbos upon yourself, so then you can't do malacha, but only 1 1/4 halachic hours. There's a debate as to whether the day begins and ends. Does it go from sunrise to sunset, or does it go from dawn to nightfall? The standard opinion, the more mainstream opinion, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, is that it's from sunrise to sunset. That's generally the viewpoint. If you notice, when basically you take a halachic hour, you take however long the day is, and you divide by 12, and each 12th is one halachic hour. So when does the day begin? At sunrise, finish at sunset, or does it begin at dawn and finish at nightfall? That's, by the way, if you see like the Zman of the time of Kriyat Shema, you have, according to the Magen Avraham versus the Vilna Gaon, there are different times, or when you have to, sometimes we put on our Zmanim sheets when you have to eat chametz until, or burn chametz until. We have two different times. And so that may depend on this debate of when the day begins or the day ends. But for our purposes, the earliest that you can accept Shabbos, let's say you say, I want to accept Shabbos 3 hours before Shabbos. That's a nothing. Then what you've done is halakhically insignificant. The earliest time that you can accept Shabbos, or the earliest time that you can light candles, would be 1 1/4 halachic hours before the end of Shabbos. Okay, so the if you go down to source 24, so the Ritva, this is a discussion of how do you fulfill Tosefes Shabbos? Do you need to actually do something to do Tosefes Shabbos? Meaning what? Do you need to say Kiddush? Do you need to say something? Do you need to say, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos? Or can you simply not do malacha? You simply not do work, and by not doing work, you've accepted Shabbos. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? So there's a debate about this. The Ritva, so these, now we're talking the Rishonim. We're talking like before the Shulchan Aruch. We're talking 11, 12, 13, 14 centuries. It's not clear from the Gemara. The Ritvan, source 24, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, says, V'tosefes ze eino bidvarim, ubito malacha bilvad. He says, it's ela she yosifenu bidvarim shel kedusha o bitvila bekiddush. Says the Ritva, you can't simply accept Shabbos by not doing malacha, by not doing work, but you actually have to say something. You have to recite Kiddush, you have to daven early, you have to accept Shabbos early through some kind of speech. Now, women, presumably, except who light candles, when they make the bracha of the Halik Ner Shel Shabbos, they have accepted Shabbos. That's generally assumed as an acceptance of Shabbos. That is an actual speech. The Ritva says you actually have to say something. The Tosfos on source 25 says not so fast. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that if he just the Tosfos is explaining why he's talking about, if you just look at the underlined section, he says afilu vadayom samuch lachashecha aser bichnisaso. He says that the period of definite daytime immediately before darkness, before sunset, you can't do malacha. And he says, why? Bishum Tosefes, because of Tosefes. He wants to say, Tosa seems to say that that Tosefes Shabbos automatically exists a few minutes before sunset. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Source 26 tells us that Ula Divrehem, according to Tosfos, Al Korchach Tzorech Lobar, you need to say the Kedusha Hatosefes Chola Me'eleha Umamela Nesar, that the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbos, the addition of Shabbos, starts by itself. And immediately, and it automatically becomes forbidden to do work. Vafilu Lo Kiblu Alayhu. And even if they didn't accept upon themselves Tosefes Shabbos, Yesh Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah B'Tosefes Le'ido B'Yom HaKippurim U'Lashevas Yom HaShabbos. Even if you don't do anything, as long as you stop doing work before sunset, whether it's 5 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, we had that discussion at the end of the last year. Was it 2 minutes? Was it 5 minutes? 18 minutes? 20 minutes? 30 minutes? As long as you don't do work, so then you've accepted Shabbos. Again, this is more of an issue for men than for women, but it's important to understand the issue. That for women, presumably, when you light Shabbos candles, the presumption is that you are accepting Shabbos. Let's say, for example, though, it's in one of those situations where you're, I don't know, accepting Shabbos, as the, you want to light and not accept Shabbos because you have to drive somewhere afterwards. So the question then is, do you actually have to verbalize or maybe have in mind, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos? So it seems that this is the debate between the Ritva and Tosfos. According to the Ritva, you actually have to say something. We have to see what it is. But Tosfos, no, you don't have to do anything. And the Rama writes in Source 27, he says, the Im Kibel Belev, Lo Ave Kabbalah, when it comes to Yom Kippur, and Orachayim Simon Tafresh Ches, Sif Gimel, that if you accept, mental acceptance of Shabbos is not significant. The Mishnah Berurah says, not so fast. Norchaim Tuf Kuf Nun Gimel Seif Katan Beis in Source 28. The Bach writes that it is considered, and the Vilna Gaon says it is considered. So according to some Achronim, that you can actually fulfill this by mentally saying, "I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos." Again, if your women are lighting candles, you when you light candles, you're accepting Shabbos. You're fulfilling that mitzvah. For men, maybe only a mental note is sufficient. And the Shemira Shabbos Kochas in Source 29 says, Kabbalah Shabbos V'yom Tov Eina Eina Ayudei Prisha Mimlacha Gereda. Says, accepting Shabbos not only through separating from Malacha, Elohaya Nasis Ayudei Dibor. No, you should say it. Hainu Sheomer Bepeh Shemakabo Lavas HaShabbos. You need to say that you're verbally you're accepting Shabbos. Amnam, however, Gamim lo hotzi bisfasa, but the rak gomer believer la kabbalah as a Shabbos areza lo kabbalah. He says, ideally, you should say, "I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos." But if you don't, then it's you mentally accept Shabbos, then it's good enough. V'yifor shasim kol melacha asura, and you should separate from any forbidden work. Now, when do men accept themselves Shabbos? What kind of speech works for men? They need to make kiddush. Again, for when a woman says, Baruch Ata Hashem Kavchalam Asher Kizvadu Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos, she is, the custom is that women generally are saying, effectively, I'm hereby accepting myself, upon myself Shabbos. When do men accept Shabbos? So in Source 30, HaMispalel, Shemir Shabbos Kochasa, HaMispalel, Tfila Shabbos Vibodyo. When someone davens the Maariv, it's still daytime, like let's say they make an early Shabbos, Omer mibod yom apiyud boi v'shalom, or mizma shel yom haShabbos. So when they get to the end of the Chadoti and they say boi v'shalom, or mizma shel yom haShabbos, so then, right, or b'yom tov, or said b'shalom, or b'yom tov, or said harizik kabbalah Shabbos. Turn the page. This is an acceptance of Shabbos. Af im eino omer b'mafur shemakal Shabbos. Even if you don't say explicitly you're accepting Shabbos. I remember during COVID, I apologize for bringing you back to this time, but I remember during COVID, so sometimes, you know, people, we try to, not so successfully because it was hard through Zoom, but to do a musical Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's say, I think we tried to do guitar a few times, and other shows were doing the same thing. So they would, so how much into Kabbalah Shabbos could you do the, how much into Shabbos could you do the accepted, could you play the guitar? So, you know, we stopped it, let's say, in the middle of Lechadodi before Los Devoshi. Do this, you could probably stop it by Boi Vishalom or Mizmor Shir. The statement of Mizmor, for men, saying Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos or Boi Vishalom by Lechadodi, that was a time for men when we accepted Shabbos. For women, historically it's been when they have lit candles. So that's a verbal speech. The problem, though, is, which we'll get to in a bit, that sometimes, if let's say I think it's a problem with our shul in general, that the way we tie Mincha Maariv, let's say not during the summer times when we make early Shabbos, but generally speaking, when we get to Boi V'Shalom or we get to Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, it's already after sunset, so we haven't verbally accepted Shabbos by saying Boi V'Shalom Mizmor Shir. In other words, it only works if, let's say, sunset is, you know, 5 p.m., so if let's say, mincha is called for 4:50 or 4:45, we generally, the way our timing is, we generally, it's already sunset by the time we get to Mizmor Shir Bo V'Shalom. So the question is, how do the men get around this? So we'll talk about that in a bit. I hope everyone understands what I'm trying to explain here. So, but that's an acceptance for women, acceptance for men. Now, there is an interesting, I'm going to go after no questions. There's an interesting question about, which, which maybe was almost a question, if not for the fact, if we only had a young Israel, not Darchei, it might have been an issue for many years. I'm going to explain. And that is, the question is, what if the tzibur, what if the entire community accepts Shabbos early? Do you have to accept Shabbos as well? Meaning what? Let's say there was no darche. And right now, nowadays, we have at Young Israel, we have, let's say during the summertime, we have an early Shabbos, davening, early Kabbalah Shabbos. And then we have a later Zman Minyan. We started, I don't know how many years ago, a few years ago, when we felt we can get a Minyan for both, like a nice Minyan for both. But for a while, for the first few years that I was a Rav of the Shul, so we only had the 7 o'clock Minyan. We didn't have the later Minyan. So the question is, let's assume that was the only Minyan in town. Does everyone have to start Shabbos at 7? Or whatever, like say you call Mincha at 7, so let's say we get to Mizmor Shir or Boi V'Shalom at 7:20. Does everyone have to accept Shabbos at 7:20, even when sunset's not until 8 o'clock? So if you see there, the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 31, he says the following. Kasev Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Sif Dalet. Achar Adiyas Baruch Hu, after we answer Baruch Hu. Afal Pi Shadar Yom Hu, even though it's still daytime. That we don't make an Eruv, let's talk about an Eruv Chatzeros, that in the old days, the people lived in their own homes and there was a common courtyard. Not everyone had their own backyard. There was a common courtyard and they would make what's called an Eruv Chatzeros to allow people to carry from the home into the courtyard and from the courtyard into the home. There are a bunch of houses around and they would open up into a central courtyard. So even though it was still daytime, once the tzibur, the community, said, Baruch Hu, you can't do that. You can't make an Erev Chatzeros anymore. And ain't told him, you can't do hatmana. You can't heat up food. Mishum daha kiblu l'shabbos aleihem. Because the community accepted Shabbos. Uldidana for us, heavy abiros mizmor shir was Shabbos kadiyas Baruch Hu. And for us, saying mizmor shir, the Yom HaShabbos is like when they say, it's like for them when they say Baruch Hu Ad Kad L'Shodo. So this is what the Beis Yosef of Yosef Kaira wrote. Aruch HaShulchan is living in the 19th century, and he's saying what Rav Yosef Kaira wrote. Now, Ulufize, according to this, L'didan shomim l'chadodi if it's a kabbal Shabbos. We say l'chadodi, we're accepting Shabbos. And he says, v'afagad l'chabad, siman shin tzadi gimel seif beis, we're now on page 159, hevi rabbeinu beis Yosef shtei deos. The beis Yosef brings two opinions. Imutu la'ara bein ha-shmashos k'shekibel alav tosef ha-shabbos. Are you allowed to make an Eruv during Beit HaShemashos, after sunset, before nightfall, once you've accepted Shabbos? So he says, Lama Sasam, there's two different opinions. Lama Sasam Kal Isser, why here are we strict? Yesh Lomar, the Shamayr B'yachad, Shekibel of Tosefes Shabbos. When an individual accepts upon himself Tosefes Shabbos, so then maybe there's a question about whether you can make an Eruv during Beit HaShemashos. But Aval Kan Mayri Bitzibor V'lechein Chamira Afilim Beit HaShemashos. So this is halacha, which again, this particular halacha is not relevant to us, but this halacha says if the whole Tzibor accepts upon themselves Shabbos, so then we treat it very strictly, and therefore you cannot establish an Eruv Chatzeros at that point. That's not so relevant for us. But the Shulchan Aruch in Source 32, or Chaim Reis Sabach Gimel Sifid Beis, says Imrov Hakol Kibbo Aleim Shabbos. If the most of the Tzibur accepted upon themselves Shabbos, Hamiut Nimshachim Achreim Bal Korcham, then the minority has to follow after them. Meaning what? If let's say we only have, maybe if we have one minion, and that minion accepts Shabbos, let's say when it's, we have an early minion, it might mean, you look in the footnotes here, right? If you look in the footnote 23, according to this, right, he says, one who lives in a community where there's only one Friday night minion exists, which davens early, would be required to accept Shabbos at the time that minion recites l'chadodi. So although this is not a common scenario today, in Israel or in large communities in diaspora, where there are usually multiple shuls of minyanim, it may be relevant in the summertime in small diaspora communities with only one early minyan or in a camp or hotel setting. So I'm saying, had we not had, I think Darche kept his Zman minyan for many years, but had Darche not had his Zman minyan, so maybe when the young Israel in the summer months would get to L'chadodi, everyone would have to accept Shabbos. Now, I asked Rabbi Willig the following question. I said, well, maybe not. Because, I hate to say this, but, you know, the majority of people in our community, you know, don't necessarily, you know, go to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos. So, in other words, it might be in a situation that, now there is, maybe we're talking about, in other words, if there's one minyan and the majority of people in the community go to that minyan and accept Shabbos, so then you can make the argument that everyone else has to follow them and accept Shabbos if there's no other minyan. But in a situation where, let's say, you have a minyan, you have only one minyan in town, but let's say they maybe, whatever, 40%, 20%, whatever, people go to that minyan of the community, so maybe that might not have the same halacha. So he wasn't sure. But bottom line is, since we have both an early minyan, and on our show we have an early and a regular Zman minyan, and they always had a later minyan at Darche, so it wasn't a problem. But if you look here, the Benuchas Ava, in Source 33, writes the following, Imrova kahal kiblo leim Shabbos plag mincha. If most of the community accepts Shabbos from plag mincha, that's like earlier, like, you know, an hour and a quarter, or 1 1/4 halachic hours before sunset, everyone has to accept Shabbos that early. And a city that has many shuls, he says, but I don't care if you have multiple shuls and multiple minyanim, then there's not considered one community minyan. You don't say, well, the majority of people in, you know, go to the early minyans, now everyone has to accept Shabbos. If there are in place an earlier minyan, a later minyan, so then you don't say, well, forget about the later minyan people. If there's only one minyan in town, So then, and the majority of people go to that one minyan, so then it's a problem for someone to accept Shabbos, you know, later. Again, if you go to a camp, and there's only one minyan in camp in the summertime, or you go to bungalows, there's only one minyan, so then that would pose a problem. Hello? I don't know if someone's saying something or not. Okay, so then, umikol makom, adam shadarkali, spala beis kenes misuyavas. But if someone typically davens in a certain shul, he should follow that seaboard, that community. However, if he decides to go to a different minyan, then that's fine. And he says, so he said, if you normally daven in one minyan, and that's where you always commit yourself to going to that minyan, so if you decide, you know what, this week I'm going to a later minyan, that's fine. But if you don't, it seems you follow that communal practice. I don't think that apply. It almost would apply to our community, maybe, but it may apply if you're going to a hotel for Shabbos and everyone's davening early, or maybe if you go to some camp and they only have one minyan, so then the minority would fall after the majority. But if there are multiple minyanim, so there's no dominant minyan, and then you're okay about that.
Rabbi,
yes.
I have a shayla, a practical shayla. If your husband davens in the minyan, are you bound by his being mekabel Shabbos?
You're not. We're gonna discuss that next session. We're gonna talk about that. The husband wife situation. There's a tshuva by Moshe. We're gonna talk about that next session. It's a great question.
Okay.
You can read on ahead, but we're gonna do that next session. Okay. Now, are you allowed to ask someone, if you accept Shabbos, right? You accept Shabbos, you're like, oh, I forgot to turn on the oven. Can you ask someone to turn on the oven, right? Never happened at your house, right? Right? You lit Shabbos candles, you made the bracha, right? Maybe your husband's about to go to shul, and you realize you forgot to put something in the stove, take something out of the stove. Can you tell another Jew to do balacha? So the answer is, if you look at source 35, there's this case in the Gemara, and that the source 26 sort of explains that case. And the case is that basically Reuven can ask Shimon. Basically, Reuven is in his own tchum. There's something called tchum Shabbos, which means I can only walk in my area. Basically, if you're out of the city, let's say you're not in a city, so you have your center and you can walk 2,000 abos. It was about a mile or so, or in any direction. So Reuven can say, Reuven can ask Shimon to guard Reuven's produce. If Reuven cannot get to Shimon's area, and in other words, Reuven's stuff is by Shimon, and Shimon's stuff is by Reuven. So Reuven could ask Shimon on Shabbos, you can call out to him, said, I can't get to my stuff. Can you watch my stuff? And I'll watch your stuff. So they're both doing things that are permitted, right? Because they're in their own tchum, but Reuven cannot watch his stuff because it's in Shimon's area, and Shimon cannot watch his stuff because it's in Reuven's area. But basically, both the Rashba says, based on this, what's going on? Reuven is telling Shimon to do something which is forbidden for Reuven to do, but it's totally permitted for Shimon to do. And Reuven can ask that even if it benefits Reuven. So the Rashban, source 35, says, from this case, Debeha Shamina, this is in Rashban, Shabbos Kufnun Aleph and Aleph, Debeha Shamina, that from this we learn, the Yisrael Shekiba Lov Shabbos Kom Shecha Shecha, Mutter Lomar Li Yisrael Chaveru Lassus Lo Malacha Plodis, Ho Vehi Nasis Beheter Laosa Osa. That you're allowed to, if you're allowed to tell another Jew, if you accepted Shabbos, and it's not Shabbos for someone else, you could ask another Jew to do a malacha for you, because it's totally permitted for him to do it. You want to accept Shabbos for yourself, okay? You wanted to, you fundamentally, you don't have to accept Shabbos now. So you want to take Shabbos upon yourself, but it's a totally permitted time, so you would be allowed to ask someone else to do malacha for you when it would be theoretically permitted for you to do balacha had you not accepted Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch in Source 36 says in Or HaChaim Reish Sabach Yilo Sif Tezai, Yesh Omrim, so he's hedging his bets a little bit, Shulchan Aruch, says there are those who say, Shemi Shekiva love Shabbos, Kodem Shecha Shecha, that someone who accepted upon himself Shabbos before dark, Mutter Lomar Lishua Chavir Lassus Lablacha, you tell a fellow Jew to do balacha. And the Mishnah Berurah in Source 37 says, Or HaChaim Reish Sabach Yilo Sif Katan Sabach Talad, Dechevan, again, since it's totally permitted, there's nothing wrong with him. He could do this for himself, so he could also do it for you. So that's how we paskin. And the Shmir Shabbos Chachasa says, very practically, Source 38, says that Bein Ha'isha HaBekabelos Esa Shabbos Madlokas Deiros, Bein ha'yachid ha'makabelos ayidei tefila ayidei dibur acher. Whether we're talking about a woman who accepts upon herself Shabbos by lighting the candles, or whether we talk about someone who accepts upon herself Shabbos through davening or through saying I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos, osha gomer belibo lekabelos on Shabbos, or they mentally decided to accept Shabbos. V'ter migia shas bein hashmas. Then before sunset, muter lohem lomar lishracher. You can tell another Jew. Sheterem kibal as a Shabbos, that they hadn't accepted Shabbos. Lasos avurim kol davar, to do anything for them. Afilo davar sheish basiyasa bishum iser Torah, even something that would be an iser Torah for you, a prohibited action for you. Vehu sheat tzibor term kibal as a Shabbos, and this is as long as the tzibor community has not accepted Shabbos. V'yaser alkein, and more than this, tzibor hamaktim lekabel Shabbos. Let's say a community was accepted Shabbos early. Ulispalel tefilas arvus b'od yom. They daven marav early, like after plag mincha. Mutar lahem lomar liyisrael shemispal beis kness acher. They can tell a Jew who's davening another shul shetem kibbalos a Shabbos that they didn't accept Shabbos. Lasos avuram kol davar, to do anything for them. Afili yesh basiyasa b'shumis haTorah, even if and what they're doing involves an iser Torah. I remember, I don't know the situation. I don't think Yael was home. But I remember I was with Daniel, and we were going to the early minyan, and I remember we forgot to turn on something. It was in the summertime. We forgot to turn some kind of oven or something, and we got back. We were trying to wonder what to do. We got back, and when we walked back from the early minyan, so we saw someone was walking to shul for the later minyan. So I said, can you be my local Orthodox Jew, and my Shabbos Jew? And I assured him that it was permitted halakhically. I told him I asked the rabbi. And so he turned on the oven for me. He was walking to the second minyan, and that's totally permitted based on the Rashba, Shulchan Aruch and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So that's very practical. If you accept Shabbos, the early minyan, and then you realize, oh my gosh, the problem. So in the summertime, if you accept Shabbos early, you got to find out who in your block goes to the Zman minyan and the later minyan. And then if you're stuck, you could ask them. Okay, last big topic here is mincha before Shabbos. Okay, can you daven mincha? So the Shulchan Aruch says we're going to learn all this, and I'm going to tell you what Rabbi Willick holds. He feels a little different than everything we're going to learn now. The question is. So again, this may be more of an issue for men because women. Now, if you light the women here who are on this chabura. I assume you light. Well, I'm curious. What do you do actually? Do you? Well, if you don't go to shul for Maariv, you daven mincha beforehand before you light candles. Yeah. You want to do a hand? Do you, someone want to tell me? Do you daven mincha? Or those who daven mincha? Do you daven? I mean, it's okay. It's a shot. There are those who say women only daven chakras. Those of you who daven mincha, do you daven mincha before you light candles or afterwards? No? You're not sure? Okay. What do you do? Or what do you do when you come to shul? when you daven Maariv and shul. So you light candles. Do you not accept Shabbos when you light candles if you daven mincha?
When I come to shul, I make a tanai that I haven't accepted Shabbos.
Okay. So you make a tanai you haven't accepted Shabbos, right? Because when you're saying once you accept Shabbos, then how can you daven mincha? Right. So the Shulchan Aruch in Source 39 says, Im ana v'kibel Shabbos imahem. So Shulchan Aruch says that if someone accepted Shabbos, einu yochel yispalel tefilas chol. You can't daven mincha anymore. El yispalel arvish dayim. You daven two marvs. Why are you daven two marvs? Because if you miss mincha, miss a tefillah, you have to make it up, called tashlum. So if you accepted Shabbos, you can no longer daven. It seems that you can no longer daven mincha, and you have to daven marv twice. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in this. So that was Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Reish Talmud Sif Tesvav. That was source 39. The Mishnah Berurah in source 40. Aruch Chaim Reish Talmud Gimel Sif Katan Samach. He says Hainu Sha'ana Baruchu Vaso Ba'atzmo Kodesh Ba'adias Baruchu. So let's say, for example, let's say the man, I don't know, this is a little strange situation. Somehow the man answered Baruch Hu. He comes to Shul, maybe like this. He walks into Shul, he's going to the later minion. Let's say there's an early minion, a later minion. He walks in a little bit early, and the early minion, they get to Baruch Hu, and they say Baruch Hu Shavrach. He said Baruch Hu Shavrach Lavoed, he's accepting Shabbos. So he said, Ech Yasedu Achakol. How can you accept, how can you do a weekday davening? Then you're stuck. Right? So therefore, mincha should ideally be scheduled with enough time. Now here's a question. If you need to verbally accept Shabbos, right? So then you would need to make mincha early enough, it would seem, to daven silent mincha and the chazaras hashatz, and then accept Shabbos. But the truth is that even if, right, the Shmir Shabbos says, V'im hu, so then he writes here, in the notes here, he says, if the silent amida is completed a few minutes before sunset, you can already accept Shabbos at that time, even for Chazaras Hashatz. So if you believe, if you take, again, women accept Shabbos when they light candles. But let's say, Suzanne, in your case, you're coming to Shul, and you're saying, I hereby, I'm making it tonight, I don't want to accept Shabbos, and I'm going to have a mincha. So if we hold that you have to somehow verbally accept Shabbos, so depends on the exact time, it could be that by the time we finish Chazaras Hashatz, the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, it's already sunset. So you haven't verbally accepted Shabbos. So he says, maybe when you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, your Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, you say, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos. Now, the Shemoneh Shabbos, look how radical, it's an extreme view. In Source 41, he writes, in Perek Mem Vav, Halacha Hey, Imu roeh she'atzibur asid l'tzayim es tfilas mincha b'lachash raki mashkia. Let's say they start mincha late. I remember I was in this hotel once, and it was the summertime at some point, and we're just trying to get together a minion at the hotel, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and people are like, yeah, it's okay. They weren't so makbid about even davening mincha before sunset. So I actually had to daven mincha b'yechidus in private. And he writes here that if the tzibur is going to finish mincha silently, so that's one thing. So one thing is about davening mincha because you want to make sure you daven mincha, you know, before sunset. But he says even more. He says that if the tzibur is going to finish mincha silently only after shkia, or afilo achareha, or afterwards, mutav sheyispalo b'yechidus. He says that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is more important than going to Minyan. He says, I guess probably, right, he says that even though Minyan is obviously very important, but if you're not going to be able to do Tosefes Shabbos, and what's Tosefes Shabbos? Tosefes Shabbos is that you have to daven mincha first, presumably. So you finish your mincha davening, and then at least the minimum time for Tosefes, let's say 2 minutes, you finish your silent Shemoneh Esrei. So you have to start, let's say it takes you 4 minutes or 5 minutes to daven Shemoneh Esrei. So if you see that if by waiting for the tzibur, you're not, you know, it's less than 7 minutes, let's say, or 6 minutes before sunset, and you're not going to be able to do, to say, you know, a minute or two before shkia, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos, better to daven mincha privately. Okay? Now, so the question is, what do you do? Is that what people do? So that's one solution. I think we're going to save like five solutions, and I'll tell you what Rabbi Willick holds. So that's the one solution. Tzitz Eliezer in Source 42, it's another extreme view. He says, Suzanne, you don't have to do what you do. He says, Shebe nidonenu, Shekiva love Shabbos biyachid. Let's say you accepted Shabbos as an individual. Vinizkar lachman shalispal mincha. You realize you didn't have mincha. Yochol shaper lispalo odeta mincha shochol. You could have mincha after accepting Shabbos. So the radical view, why is that so? So he holds when the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't say mincha after Shabbos, that's where the whole tzibur accepts Shabbos. It's again, it's a little bit of a radical view. You would have to argue that according to Tzitz Eliezer, that like there's a difference. Like you could like there's, we're sort of, you're saying maybe when you're accepting Shabbos, you're sort of accepting not to do work, but it's not full fledged Shabbos. It's a little bit of a radical view also, but not everyone holds like the Tzitz Eliezer. But it's an interesting position that's out there. Okay, you look at the footnote. He sort of has he has a proof for it, but it's a bit of a radical view. The Tzitz Eliezer, he says, after you accept Shabbos, you can still daven mincha. The Chazon Avadja has another solution. So we sort of had two solutions so far. Right? If you see you're not going to be able to finish mincha on time, so then daven and accept Shabbos, daven privately. Right? Tzitz Eliezer says no, you can. Except, he says, you can accept Shabbos and you can daven mincha afterwards. You can light candles, make the bracha, and daven mincha afterwards. Chazon Avadja, that's like an extreme view. I wouldn't tell people the pasuk in Tzitz Eliezer. I would tell, you know, if you want to light candles, you can either make the tanai, make the condition, or daven mincha privately and then light candles and then go to shul. The Chazon Avadja, Rav Avadja Yosef, has a different opinion. Says Venera Shamaachar Lispal Mincha Be'erev Shabbos, Afi Misayma Mincha Achar Shkia. That if you're delaying to daven Mincha Erev Shabbos, even if you finish Mincha after sunset, Lo Bitel Mitzvah Tosefes, you have not canceled the Mitzvah of Tosefes. You have not nullified that Mitzvah. Why? Kivan Shishavas Mimlacha. Because what have you done? You have not done work. Vafiluim wrote, like basically, if you're davening mincha the last 5 minutes before sunset, so during those 5 minutes, what are you doing? You're not doing malacha. Vafiluim wrote, lekabel tosefes shabbos befe mola yochol lahaslan she'ino mekabel shabbos ela limlacha v'lo yishar dvarim. You know what you can say? You can say, I'm merely accepting Shabbos. What? I'm not merely accepting the full thing of Shabbos. I'm accepting not to do malacha. I'm accepting not to do malacha. That's it. I'm accepting not to do malacha, but she came and she ikar mitzvahs tosefes. He shvisa b'malacha asur b'shabbos. Ain't feels mincha mafkia mitzvahs tosefes. It's somewhat similar to Tzitz Eliezer, but Tzitz Eliezer says you can fully accept Shabbos and you can still daven mincha. That's what he thinks. Chazon Avadja says a little bit differently. He says that you can accept upon yourself. Not you're not accepting Shabbos. You know what you're accepting? I'm accepting not to do malacha. So you haven't. That's not a full acceptance of Shabbos, and therefore you can daven mincha. That's another solution. The Pnini Halacha Rav Melamed said in Source 44. He says like this: V'yeshomim shebemikra kazeh. Yeah, in this situation, yeshakabel as a Shabbos b'machshav b'vad. Just think. Just accept Shabbos through thought. Uvazeh yekabel as kol yisurah Shabbos v'yekam mitzvos l'sefes Shabbos. He says if you mentally accept Shabbos, the prohibitions of Shabbos apply, you can't do work, and you fulfill the mitzvah of adding on to Shabbos, but since you didn't say it, you can daven mincha. That's an interesting position also. He's saying as long as you don't say it, you can still daven mincha, but you've still done tosefes Shabbos. This is a common custom, a common practice. That if it's sunset's getting close, they haven't done mincha yet. Mekablim tosefes Shabbos. V'achach mispal mincha shachol. You should first accept Shabbos. Let's say you know you're going to start mincha 4 minutes before shkia. Before you begin mincha, you should accept Shabbos by thought. And then daven mincha, and he says, "V'gav l'nashi mutar b'di'evad yispal mincha achar lakas neiros." And b'di'evad, women can daven mincha after lighting candles. Aval chatchila, because he's running the Rav Tzitz Eliezer. Aval chatchila, misha de'ah shetzibu misach yispal mincha mutav shi'yispal mincha biyachiv achar yikabel Shabbos. He thinks if they're going to be late, better to accept, better to daven mincha privately than to be mekabel Shabbos. And the final approach, Yaakov Yosef says, l'chatchila roi likbo azman tfilas mincha. Ideally, you should accept mincha be'er Shabbos ke'eshim dakos kol mishkiya. Should daven mincha 20 minutes before sunset. But let's say you're reaching Shkia, Mutchalahem, Lispal Mincha, Im Chazar Sashats, Im Shia Tzibur, Lachar Shkia, Lakabal Shabbos Besoch, Yud Gimel Dakos Vachachi Shalachar Shkia. Ravad Yosef says that under pressing circumstances, you could daven Mincha after sunset for 13 and a half minutes. Kol Sheit Sarach Bedavar, Vegam Kedi Limno Machlokes Beker Vakal. So he says that you can also rely on that to daven mincha after shkia. So if you look on the, just to summarize the different positions on page 166. So again, you have the Shulchan Aruch, which says that if you answer Baruch Hu with a community, with a tzibur, you can't daven mincha anymore. That seems to mean what? Once you accept Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. So therefore, Shmir Shabbos Kuchas, so what does he say? He says that if you're going to finish the Silent Shmon Esrei before Shkia, so then daven Silent Shmon Esrei with the Tzibur, with the community, and then accept Shabbos before Chazar Tzashatz. However, if you're not going to have time, better daven privately. Tzitz Eliezer says, even if you accepted Shabbos, you could daven Mincha even after you accepted Shabbos. They're not mutually exclusive. Rabbi Avadi Yosef says that you can accept Shabbos before davening mincha, but not fully Shabbos. Just accepting not to do malacha on Shabbos. You have the Pnini Halacha. He says, you could always daven mincha after accepting Shabbos as long as you don't verbalize it. And the Yalkut Yosef, which is Vad Yosef's son, so he says another solution. And he thinks that you can fill Tosefet Shabbos by accepting Shabbos during Bein HaShmashos, if need be. Because there are different opinions about when Shabbos begins. So even Bein HaShmashos, you can accept Shabbos. That's like another opinion. Rabbi Willig's answer to all these questions is that he believes that even though you accept Shabbos, if you verbally accept Shabbos, you accept the Shabbos. If women light Shabbos candles and make the bracha, they've accepted Shabbos. But there's no mitzvah to accept. There's no mitzvah to verbalize and or to think, to mentally say, I'm hereby accepting Shabbos. Now, if you do that, if you verbalize it, then you have accepted Shabbos. But he thinks that we paskin not like the Ritva, but we paskin like Tosfos. And we paskin like Tosfos, who says that merely by abstaining from malacha, you have accepted Shabbos. And therefore, according to him, it's like whenever, again, women, unless they make a Tanai, whenever they light Shabbos candles, they will have accepted Shabbos. However, for men, or if women make the condition, they're not accepting Shabbos, when you go to Shul, and you get to Shul, at least 5 minutes before sunset, you're not doing any malacha, because you're in Shul, davening mincha, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos. In other words, he's of the view that we hold of Tosfos, not like the Ritva. All of these answers, the Rav Malame, the Tzitz Eliezer, Shmir Shabbos Chasa, Rav Avad Yosef, they're all of the opinion that you need to verbally or mentally accept Shabbos, which is, you know, perhaps like the Ritva. The Ritva seems that you have to make Kiddush, or to say in Tefillah, but Rabbi Willig thinks we paskin like Tosfos, who says that you don't, that the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos is simply done, accomplished, by not doing malacha. So we try to be machmer, we try not to do malacha 18 minutes, right, from sunset. But under pressing circumstances, probably even 2 minutes or 3 minutes, then you are yotze. Okay, so that's all for tonight. We're going to finish the concept of Tosefet Shabbos, and we'll talk about Suzanne's question next week. It's probably going to be in 2 weeks. Actually, maybe 3 weeks. I'm not going to be here next Sunday. But the